Big announcement yesterday made by DTE Energy that they are indeed going to reduce carbon emissions, phasing out coal-fired plants, adding a mixture of natural gas and renewable sources. We knew that, but the timeline for that has been speeded up a bit. Joining us right now, President and Chief Operating Officer of DTE Electric, Trevor Lauer. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you joining us. So what prompted the decision to speed this up?
Well, a series of things. In 2016, there was a bipartisan energy law that was passed here in Michigan that requires each of the electric utilities in the state to file what's called a integrated resource plan, or you'll hear the term used, IRP, every 5 years. So as part of putting our integrated resource plan together, as we were studying this and looking at what we could do with the construction of the new Blue Water Energy Center that's taking place very close to the St. Clair Power Plant, we realized that as long as that plant comes online at the time we're expecting it to, that we would be able to pull forward the retirement of the one additional unit at St. Clair Power Plant a year early.
And so work is progressing, it sounds like, pretty well at Blue Water, right?
Oh, yeah. Blue Water's coming along. And the single largest thing we're doing to reduce carbon emissions right now is the billion-dollar investment we're making in St. Clair County.
Right. Of course, the concern is jobs. What is this going to do to people that work at some of those other plants, including St. Clair?
Yeah, well, you know, what's interesting about that is we're actually going to be hiring the entire time we're doing this because retirement's going on. We've made a commitment to our employees that nobody's going to lose a job over this. We have lots of other assets that we need people at. So I don't see, now it could affect an employee from having to move from one location to another location, but we don't see any effects there with employees.
What about our electric bill? Is this going to affect our rates or anything like that?
Well, I think that's probably the best question that I've been asked. And if we do this transition to a cleaner energy future and we do it at the right pace, we strongly believe, in fact, we've studied it very hard here at DTE, that we can do it in a way that makes power extremely reliable for our customers and keeps it affordable. So I don't expect that you'd see any big significant jump in your utility bill. But a lot like the road discussion that's going on right now that the governor's really going with, you know, some of our plants are at the age where they're 60, 70 years old, and these plants need to be retired and new assets need to come on.
Is this a trend in your industry, Trevor? Are we seeing a lot of other coal plants going by the wayside?
Yes. Yeah, without a doubt. If you look at the major coal-fired operations around the country, coal is clearly on a big decline. You see a lot of natural gas coming in and a lot of renewables. And that really hinges on two factors. First, it's just affordability. The cost of natural gas generation, the cost of renewable generation has declined dramatically over the last 10 years. Second would be environmental regulations. A lot of the coal-fired power plants now require very expensive retrofits that if you put them on the plants, we call it dispatch, but they really wouldn't be asked to produce energy because they'd be so expensive to run. So we're working very closely to find that right mix for our customers, keep it affordable, keep it reliable, and to continue to clean the generation mix.
This new plant in St. Clair County, this is going to service a lot of your customers, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's a major asset that will step in. It's going to be able to provide power at its peak up to 800,000 customers, so we're really excited about it. And it will be one of the most, if not the most efficient power plant in the country when it comes up.
And the work is progressing, and you're right on your timeline, aren't
you?
Yeah,
we're on our timeline, but that timeline is very important in terms of pulling the retirement of St. Clair forward 1 year. We're working very closely with the community also. Look, St. Clair's been a terrific partner. East China, China Township have been terrific partners for DTE for a long time. We're going to be there for a long time with our new power plant. And I'll make sure to say that we really appreciate all the employees that have worked at the plant over the years, and we'll find a way to celebrate the plant as we're retiring it.
Oh, we look forward to that. Trevor, thanks for the update. We really appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.